Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time. By the grace of God, we've been bringing these messages to you for 20 years now. So we thank the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for this radio station and for you, the listener, for all the people, the prayers, the support over the many years. If this is your first time tuning in today, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. And if you've been with us many years, we appreciate you, and we hope you continue also to tune in each and every Sunday. Today we're going to be talking about, if the foundations are destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And this is a message that I've preached several times in the past, preached it over in Africa, in many different churches over there, to warn them about the things to come, warn them about the devil's attacks on the church. And so it's an important message for us here today to understand what's going on here in America, the spiritual discerning necessary to understand what's going on here in America. And so we're going to be looking at passages of scripture that support the foundations of God's kingdom here on the earth. So if you have your Bible there today, turn it to Psalm chapter 11, and we'll start in verse 2. Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message, just want to give you a brief update. What's going on in Kenya? We've started on a school project. We want to build a primary school for 200 to 300 students in Makunda Village. That's the village in West Kenya that we are based. And we want to build this primary school because many of the children in Makunda Village are Muslim children, and they're also a limited choice of schools. And so we want to have a Christian-based education, a place where children get a good education, can learn the reading, writing, and arithmetic, and at the same time be saturated in a Christian environment and give glory and honor to God for their life, for their education, and give them an opportunity to improve their standard of living, improve their lifestyle with a good education and a Christian environment that encourages principles of God's kingdom. So that's the project we're embarked on. It's going to take about $300,000 to build a school. And so if you feel like you'd be called to do that, to help out with that, stay tuned to the end of this broadcast for contact information, or email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and you can get more details that way about this project. Well, today we're going to be talking about the foundations of God's kingdom. What can the righteous do when the foundations are destroyed? And if you don't understand this message and you don't discern things in spiritual terms, you're not going to understand what's going on in America. If you're just focused on the personality of the president or the personality of the challengers to the presidency or the people who are lambasting President Trump, if you don't understand things in spiritual terms, you will never understand what God is trying to do here in America. You'll never understand the reason that he raised up this man, Donald Trump, to be president of the United States. And so for this reason, I'm going to preach this message today. And as I spoke before, I spoke this, God had me to speak this in many churches in Kenya to warn them. And this started way over 10, almost 15 years ago. God started me to speak this message in churches in Kenya to warn them of things to come, because I was already seeing it happen here in the United States of America. And for those of you who think we're not supposed to get involved in politics, or we're not supposed to speak into the political sphere through here in the United States of America, I'm sorry you feel that way. You can ignore politics if you desire, but you're going to ignore it to the point where it's going to be the demise of the United States of America. And I can tell you for sure that's not God's will. He ordained this nation to be a nation, one nation under God. It says right on your money, in God we trust, on the coins, on the bills. And so God ordained this nation to be a missionary sending nation, to bring light to the world, a beacon of light to the world, a nation who would shine the light of the kingdom of God, shine the light of the gospel to every corner of the world. And that's the reason God created this nation. He allowed it and ordained it and made it to happen. And the founding fathers, go back and read the founding fathers' documents regarding the nation and the founding of this great nation, the United States of America. You can go to wallbuilders.com, David Barton's ministry, and look at all the founders' documents, look at what all the founders' biographies were and how they spoke into this nation, the words of God, the words of the Bible, into the founding documents of this nation. And so the United States of America was founded for a purpose, to spread the gospel to the nations and the corners of the world. Well, Psalm 11 is a very interesting psalm because David is speaking here about the foundations of God's kingdom. And in verse 2, Psalm 11, it says, "For behold, the wicked bend the bow, they make ready their arrows upon the string to shoot in darkness at the upright in heart." And then verse 3, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" And so the wicked are always trying to destroy what God is doing. The wicked are always trying to destroy what you are doing. If you're seeking the Lord today and you are trying to raise up the kingdom of God in your own life and in your family and in your neighborhood, your village, your community, the devil is trying to tear down everything that you're doing. That is spiritual warfare. And if you don't know and understand what spiritual warfare is, you're going to get bushwhacked and ambushed by the devil, and you will be crying out and won't even know what's going on with you. And so the foundations are the foundations of the Christian faith, the foundations of the kingdom of God on this earth. And so what can the righteous do when the foundations are destroyed? Well, just like in any building, if it's a wooden house, you have your house treated for termites because the termites are always trying to wreck the base plate and the bottom of the studs in the walls. And so in Kenya we have termites because termites can live in Kenya all year round. There's no restriction to their activity by cold weather or freezing ground. And so we have termites, and termites can eat up everything in 2 or 3 years in Kenya and destroy the foundations of a shed or a house. They don't build with wood over there for the most part in their houses because the termites are so serious and so severe that along with the rot from a lot of the rain, the tropical weather, the heat, the rain, a wooden house just doesn't last very long over there. So they build everything with brick and with stone and with cement. And so that is how they keep the foundations intact. And so what can the righteous do? The righteous have to look to God's word. The righteous have to pray. The righteous have to fast. The righteous have to hold keshas, which are overnight prayer meetings, which is what we do in Kenya, overnight prayer meetings. The righteous have to push the kingdom everywhere they can. They have to contend with the devil. They have to contend in the political sphere. The laws of the land are important. What does the laws of the land say? What do the laws of the land establish? What do the laws of the land allow people or restrict people to do. And so it's important to understand that in the political sphere, if Christians ignore the political sphere, they ignore it at their own peril and their own demise. And if you believe in voting, which I assume most people do, a lot of Christians don't, but most Christians believe in voting, well, the other side of the voting coin is somebody is running for office. Somebody has to fill that role. We are a government of the people, by the people, for the people, because of the people, to bless the people. And so somebody has to be running for office, and we're not going to be very smart to just turn all those offices over to the devil and say, devil, you can do it because we're not supposed to get involved. No, that isn't a very intelligent approach. The intelligent approach for Christians is if we are the people, by the people, for the people, of the people, to bless the people, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That's the word of God. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. When the righteous reign, the people rejoice, it says in Proverbs. When the righteous reign, the people rejoice. But when the wicked reign, the people groan. And so it is imperative that we not only pay attention to politics, but get involved. We don't worship the president. We don't worship the vice president. We don't worship anybody in the cabinet. We worship Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We're not blindly walking down the road worshiping some man who God has installed as President of the United States. So don't accuse us of that, and don't accuse us of being stupid, that we're too stupid to figure out what's going on here in America. When the righteous reign, the people rejoice. So it behooves us to put righteous people in office. It behooves us to pay attention to what's going on in the politics of the United States of America. It behooves us to put good candidates in office. Even maybe God might put it on your heart to run for city council, to run for mayor. Well, if it's okay to run for city council or mayor, is it okay for you to run for Senate or House of Representatives, or God forbid, maybe even the governor or the president? Yes, it's okay. Romans chapter 13 tells us that God puts the ministers in place in politics, that they are ministers for good for the kingdom of God. They are ministers for good for the kingdom of God. And before people got so crazy, we even had a president from Kansas. A man from Abilene, Kansas, Dwight D. Eisenhower, was president of the United States of America. We even had a presidential candidate, Bob Dole, from Russell, Kansas, before people got so crazy and thought that Christians shouldn't get involved in politics. Bob Dole, a veteran of the United States, and by the way, Dwight D. Eisenhower was also a general of the Army in World War II, and so we have a heritage of people here in Kansas who have run for President of the United States. Well, is that okay? Yes, it's okay. God wants us to have dominion. He said, have dominion over all the creation and all the creatures of the earth. That means also the political system of the United States. That means also the educational system of the United States of America. That means also the foreign policies of the United States of America. And when you start to understand this, beloved, you're going to understand that it's okay for us as Christians to promote and vote for and even run for some of the higher offices in the land. Get over your fear and your separation, your isolation, that somehow politics is too dirty of a system or too dirty of a game to get involved in. Get over that idea, because it isn't too dirty, it's only too demonic when only the devil is taking part in it. And so we have to continue to try to be in the political sphere, one of the domains of the society, the culture of the United States of America. one of the domains that we have dominion over, or God wants us to take dominion over, is the political sphere. And so by the grace of God, we are able to do that here in the USA. Well, the foundations, there's three things I want to talk about that are the foundations of God's kingdom here on this earth. And it is important for us to pay attention what is happening to the foundations, how the devil wants to destroy it, how the spirit of the Antichrist wants to dictate the timeline and dictate the narrative for the foundations. It is very important to pay attention. And as I told you, I started preaching about this in Kenya almost 15 years ago, and the things that I was preaching about for to warn Kenyans 15 years ago, it is now coming to pass right this very day. Well, the foundations are these. Number one, the sanctity of human life. Number two, the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman. Number three, the sanctity of Israel, God's chosen people, God's chosen nation on the earth, and how we can and should support Israel, stand with Israel. Those are the three most important pillars. There's others, but those are the three most important, and a three-strand cord is not easily broken. Those are the foundational pillars of God's kingdom on the earth. And so we're going to talk about these three things here and what we can do to support these pillars, what we can do to shore them up, what we can do to protect them, to keep the devil from tearing them down. Well, as you can imagine, these three pillars are all promoted and spoken about in the book of Genesis. And Genesis is the beginning, the foundational book, and the foundation of God's kingdom here on the earth. And so in Genesis 1:26, we see this foundational principle that God created all man. He created every man, woman, and child, and he made them in the image of God. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Well, in that passage, God said, "Let us." Jesus Christ is there with God. The Holy Spirit is there with God. And so God says, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." There's no contradiction, no dissension, no disagreement in the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are in perfect unity. They are perfect in essence, perfect in likeness. They're not the same in their function. They're not the same in their office. They're not the same. The Holy Spirit has a particular, peculiar function. Jesus Christ also has a particular, peculiar function. He came to the earth as a man, and then you have God the Father over all, but they are in perfect unity with each other. And when God said, "Let us make man in our image," that is exactly what he did. He took dust of the earth and he blew into the nostrils of man, and man became a breathing, living soul. And so God gave us dominion over everything on the earth. Well, that is a refuting of abortion, because man in his rebellion has come to the place where he wants to destroy the creation of God and pick and choose who he wants to have born, pick and choose who he wants to let live. And so abortion is an affront, an offense to God. Abortion destroys the creation of God's kingdom, the highest creation, which is to create man and woman in the womb and have them to be born and live out their days in bringing glory and honor to God. And so abortion is the first of the destructive of God's kingdom, first of the destructive ways that the devil tries to destroy God's kingdom, because it tries to destroy the highest crowning creation of God, that is man. And so abortion then is an affront to the kingdom of God. Well, it's no surprise that since 1973, we have allowed, for the most part, unrestricted abortion here in America, even kill babies laying on the abortion table. And so this is a direct affront to the creating power of God and His plan and His design for this nation. And you can see how this has affected the United States of America, how America has gone down morally, spiritually, and militarily, and physically, and financially, in every way since 1973. And so it's very important that we defend the unborn, those who can't defend themselves. It's very important that Christians stand up, and also that Christians promote in the political sphere laws that protect the unborn, laws that make it impossible to abort. And we've talked about this in Kenya many times. Kenya is a nation where abortion is illegal, and so it is, in a way, in fact, in most African nations, abortion is illegal. They still believe in the sanctity of human life, and it is important that we here in America believe in and promote the sanctity of human life. Psalm 139, verse 13, "For thou didst form my inward parts. You weaved me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you, O God, when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in thy book they were all written, the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there were none of them." And so God made us, God created us, He skillfully wrought us in the depths of the earth, that is, in the womb, "and your eyes have seen my unformed substance, they were, the days were written in your book, even before we have lived one of them." And so we are created in the image of God. We are created to bring glory and honor to God. Well, the second, the sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman, you can see how that has been assaulted and attempted to destroy the foundational pillar of God's kingdom. Marriage is one man, one woman, and God's plan is for those people who are born to Christian couples to be taught about the Word of God and become emissaries or ambassadors of the kingdom and sent to places all over the earth. And then Genesis 1:27, God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female, He created them. And God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And so homosexual marriage, transgender marriage, all these perverted forms of marriage, all these perverted forms of sexual unions go against the kingdom of God, and they are an assault and an offense to the pillars of the kingdom of God. And we'll take this up more in detail next week as we go into detail about these pillars. And then the last is support for Israel. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, and Genesis 12:1, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives, from your father's house, to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and to the one who curses you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Well, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, came out of Israel. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, came out of the families of the earth that came from Abraham. And so we have to understand that if we bless Israel and we bless the blessing that God has on that nation, if we bless that nation, those people, God will bless this nation, the United States of America. And if we curse Israel and we don't support them, God will curse this nation. It's just as simple as that. And so we don't have to agree in tiny detail with every single thing that Israel does. But for the most part, we have to stand with them. We have to support them. And that is the third pillar of God's kingdom. We'll take this up next week and look at it more in detail. But those, again, are the pillars of God's kingdom. Sanctity of human life, that every person born is born in the image of God and blessed by God. Secondly, sanctity of marriage between one man and one woman, and all of these perversions of marriage and perversions of sexual immorality are not of God, they are of the devil. And third is the sanctity and support for Israel, God's chosen people on the earth, and from them came Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you support this radio broadcast and the ministry in Africa. Sit down today, write us out a check. Let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. You can go to our website, gatheroftheoutcast.com, and make a donation with your debit or credit card. Look at us at facebook.com/Jim Rao, or you can also go to PayPal and use your debit or credit card, paypal.com, paypal.me/gatheroftheoutcast. That's paypal.me/gatheroftheoutcast, and use your debit or credit card there. Thank you again for listening. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.